Halekeawalo is being proposed as an affordable rental project across the Ala Moana Shopping Center on the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kona Streets. As designed, it will be 11 stories high, feature 128 units, and remain affordable for 60 years. Rentals will be offered to singles earning between $20,000 and $40,000 a year, or less than 60% of the area median income, AMI. The developer is Stanford Carr, and Chris Oakes is the project manager.
10% of the units are going to be at 30% AMI. Rent for a one-bedroom would be $451, and that includes utilities. 50% at 50% AMI, and 40% at 60% AMI. Rent at around $900.
The land was set aside at no charge, and low-income housing tax credits will enable the developer to build affordable rentals. The city will also waive public works fees worth up to $1 million. Zoning and Planning Committee Chair Ikaika Anderson.
This project is transit-oriented development. Right across Ala Moana, which is going to be the final rapid transit station, I strongly believe that this project is one of those that we'll be able to point to as an example and as a model to bring to other communities.
Council member Joey Manahan agrees and says the project will bring workers closer to where they work.
They're working with inclusionary zoning and putting these workforce housing in the higher priced neighborhoods to create the mixed income environment. We're going to need workforce housing, especially in the higher priced neighborhoods, so the workforce can get to their jobs a lot easier.
City Council Budget Committee Chair Ann Kobayashi hopes the mayor will spend more on public-private partnerships.
We also put in $32 million per year so that the administration could purchase land, old apartment buildings, old hotels, and then partner with a developer, and they could put up low-cost housing because we'll be providing the land and hopefully the infrastructure.
Developer Stanford Carr says affordable housing is his primary focus, and there are other projects in the works, including micro-housing units.
We actually designed a 9-story building with 109 units on a 10,000-square-foot parcel comprising of one bedroom and 300-square-foot studios that you could call micro-units. Our total development cost per unit would be about $250,000. That's all inclusive of architectural, engineering, all of the fees. And so with today's interest rates, now it's an ideal time to build some of these micro units.
Meanwhile, the Halekeawalo resolution will be voted on by the full council Wednesday. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.